Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do.
Just coming before you, sharing some things about love. See, we believe in our hearts that we truly know what love is, but the problem a lot of us have, we don't know what love does for us. So as we talk about our various topics, we try to focus on getting to the root of the problem. We want our relationship to be successful. We want our marriages to be successful. We just want you to be successful in whatever, family relationship, friendship, work relationship, church relationship. We want you to be successful. So the Love Cafe offers you an understanding of the various menus dealing with the cafe. I am Dr. Lorenzo Smith, glad to be before you, excited. Have two co-hosts that join me from time to time, Pastor Eddie Pratt out of the great state of Texas, that's Dallas, Tina Robinson out of the great state of California, and that's Oakland, California. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Excuse me. The link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WSW Internet Talk Radio. And I was taking a pause because I see something I need to correct on the board up top. Now I'm back. We're feeling good about what we need to do now. Again, the email, and I didn't say the email, but our web link is that just focus, go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio, Blog Talk, and it'll populate. We're the voice of the Smithway production. And you have a chance to just follow us. We have 678 episodes that have been published. Now, yesterday was the official day that we got to our 6th anniversary. See, that's how God is. God is so awesome. He worked with us enough so we can get to this point. So we're glad to be here and present to you the various shows that we have. We have 15 shows that we broadcast. And we're the number one internet station. It's at WBSW Radio, the number one internet station, or the internet station, we're number one, however you want to put it. So it's truly, truly great to be before you. Now you can email the show, as I said earlier. Email is lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. We can tweet the show at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, at lorenzadsmith15. We'll be broadcast live on 5 different devices. We're really excited. That's why we say we're the number one internet talk show. We broadcast on social media. And on social media, we're using all of the social media sites that's available to us. First of all, we're live broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. Instagram, we have 2 channels that's working. We have Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with number 10. We're partnered with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and we work with them in many of our projects that we're doing, many of the service projects, along with our advertisement. They work with us in so many ways. We're so glad to have them as a part of what we're doing now. We also use PresidentDr.LorenzaDSmith, as well as on Tumblr. You have at Dr. Lowe Smith-blog, and on TikTok Live. We are on TikTok Live. Thank each and every one of you that join us on TikTok. I see several people that are slowly joining us. Thank you so much. Because I want to give you a holler. Last night I couldn't because I had the device a little far away, and I brought it closer because what we got to make sure we do is represent, and then we represent and recognize those individuals that have been a part of it. We are on TikTok Live. It's at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. We want to share with you that WDSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 40 countries. We have a WDSW Radio giveaway, and we want you to be a part of it. Whether you're on whatever the social media sites you're on, we want you to send us your name. See, last night, we gave away 9 gift cards varying from $10 to $25. We gave away 2 hotel stays. One was to Hawaii, 5 nights, 6 days. We're taking care of the hotel. One stay, the second stay was at Las Vegas. And we was 3 nights and 4 days. We're taking care of the hotel. As a matter of fact, I spoke to the young lady who won the trip to Hawaii. That's Dr. Ashley Edwards Tiffins. Thank you so much, Dr. Tiffins, for being a part of it. And we're really excited. I spoke with her earlier, and she sent her the certificate, so she's moving toward activating. Now, the other individual that won the the trip to Las Vegas was 2-3. That's what they sent to me. I don't have a name. I just have 2-3. Now, I normally give them 24 hours to respond or able to respond to them, because when they sent it in, they didn't put a name attached to it, and it may have been a year or two. So if we don't get a response within 24 hours, that one will come back on the board and be available when we're on our show on Tuesday. We'll be giving the one to Vegas away with, again, if we don't get a response. So we truly try to work with individuals. So we give them a chance. 24 hours is a good opportunity. We don't ask you to be present, but we do ask you to respond in a timely fashion. Tonight, our show is very important because the title of tonight's show is Self-Love Leads to Being Alone. I want some of you all to just think for a second about self-love. We know that's an important trait or characteristic of a healthy relationship, but some of us can love ourselves so much, we're so full of ourselves that we end up alone. We cannot get along with other individuals. So the title is more fitting for individuals who are having a problem in relationship because they're so in love with themselves. But before we get into it, we want to talk about our cafe. Because, see, our cafe has an awesome, again, the Love Cafe is a real love talk show that soothes your appetite. Let's look at the menu. The appetizing starter, which is lust. And we know when we meet someone, a lot of times we'll lust and just see them. And when we see them, that have us bubbling inside. We get excited. So the just like the appetizer, they say, do you want an appetizer or a starter? That lust to get you excited and your mouth wet so you're ready to eat your entree. And the next thing is the entree. The entree is the attraction. See, you might order a duck. You might order a chicken. You might order a fish, a lamb, a duck, as I said earlier. Then that's awakening because now you're getting that meat. The carnage part of you is getting the meat, so you're awakened. Is attraction. Thing is dessert. See, dessert is attachment. So you got to be able to have something to attach it to what you just finished eating. And next is the beverage. When you go, that's the first thing, what beverage you want. So what they want to do is kind of waken you up with some good, whatever the libation may be, so it awakens you up. So we're talking about the Love Cafe. The menu includes your appetizer starter, which is your lust. In our romantic life, we go through a phase that we may lust And then entree is the attraction. You kind of see after you spend a little time in the tears of a relationship, you become attracted to that person or they are attracted to you. The dessert is the attachment. It's time to be committed and hooked up. Are you ready to be hooked up? And that's what it's all about through the dessert. And again, the beverage is the awakening part. When you realize this is the commitment I want to be, or this is not the commitment I want to be. See, one of the things I share with many of our viewers, whether they're listening or watching, is that you have to be intentional about dating. See, our title says self-love leads to being alone. See, if you love yourself so much, you can't be intentional to love someone else because you love yourself so much that you don't have any room for anybody else. Let you have your own closet. Let you have your own room. Let you go where you need to go. And if you go love yourself so much that you can't be in a relationship, a successful relationship, then you have a problem. That moves us to what we call our acronym for love. See, this show is the Love Cafe, and it's the acronym, the L, the O, the V, and the E. Let's start off with the L. The L is listening. See, when you are able to listen and be active at listening, you can be very successful. See, it's a skill to be able to listen, especially to your significant other, to your mate, or to your spouse. You have to be able to listen. See, the listening skill is not just hearing. The listening skill includes being able to think about what you heard, then coming out after your thought process, you get 8 to 10 seconds, then you're coming with something that you want to either talk in support of what they said or against whatever they say. The next L is loyal. In our love, when we're in love with someone, we are loyal to them. When we truly want to be committed, we're going to be loyal. So in our cafe, when we talk about the Love Cafe, you want to be listening, you want to be loyal. Then you want to love. You got to know what love is and what love does. And next is laughter. See, you got to bring a little laughter into your life. Likeability. Are you likable? People step away from you. The next L is lovable. See, we can be lovable. There's nothing wrong with being lovable. That's something that you have in you that people recognize. I want to give a shout out to several people, and we'll go back to the O, the V, and the E that's joined us. I'm going to give a shout out to my frat brother. Remember, they came to Gamma Beta Chapter at Alabama State University, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Brother John Hutton. Also a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, who's a co-sponsor of our show. They are the chapter that lead and not follow. The most progressive chapter is Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Give a shout out to Brother Hutton that's joining us. Thank you so much. We have several individuals joining us on Tumblr. You have the coaches. You have Mr. Sock. That's right, Mr. Sock K. You have Dim Make 74. You also have Boo Boo 257. You have the Long Set Gear. And then you have Philip 894. And then we also have Yuzai Lagar E.T. Thank you for joining us as well, being a part. We have several individuals over here being encouraged. We have Key joining us. Thank you, Key, for taking time to be a part of it. Then you have the small, I'll make sure I give a shout out right, the smallest 363565. Thank you for joining us and being a part of it. Let's move to the O. The O is overcoming. And overcoming all the challenges you're going to have in a relationship. The next O is observing. Be observant. Recognize what's going on. Open-minded. Be open-minded. If you want to be a part of that relationship, be open enough. Be mature enough to have an open mind. oneness. You have to decide to become one, and you make that commitment to. That's why you are intentional to be one. Open-heartedness. She has to be open-hearted. There's no problem with that. Some people have a challenge being open-hearted. They're afraid they're going to get hurt. But you can't love unless you allow your heart to be open. Overjoy. You should be excited about being in a relationship. You should enjoy the moment. Overlooking faults. Everybody has faults. No one is perfect. We're imperfect people that do perfect things at times. The V is value. What are your values? What do you live by? How do you operate day to day? Vulnerability, which is vulnerable. Are you willing to be vulnerable? Be vulnerable. Because to love someone, you love your inner self, not your outer self. So you are willing to be vulnerable because you want to love them. The next thing is vision. You have vision. I hear a lot of time with content individuals that are talking on the various radio talk shows and the content, all they talk about, the individuals don't have a vision. I am looking for somebody with a vision. The thing about it, you have to have someone else. The next thing that's so important is validate. You have to have that person that's going to validate through support, through encouragement, whatever it may be able to validate this relationship as the one that's going to be long-lasting. The next thing is viability. Viability. See, is it viable? You have the ability to keep this going. Vibrant. Truly vibrant is another word dealing with that. It's exciting to you. It gets you pumped up every day. So viability is important. Vigorous. How vigorous are you about making sure this relationship is successful? See, this is the real love talk show. And we want you to know it's going to soothe your appetite. And virtue, are you a virtual man or woman? Ask yourself. You love yourself so much that you can't be virtual. The E is everything. Putting all your efforts in, throwing all your eggs in one basket. Everlasting. Your ideal is that you intentionally let them know I'm dating intentionally to be married. Can't be married and I'm still trying to hang out in the street. I got to make that commitment because I want it to last forever. The next thing is excitement. Have some excitement in your relationship. Have excitement in that commitment to get married. The next thing is easygoing. See, one of the things that when we talk about genders, and a lot of time I share with people, and I hear from many countries, we don't even know anything about each other. We don't recognize. We have put something to kind of just say, this is the way a man is supposed to be. This is how a woman's supposed to be. It's best to communicate to see exactly who we are. So I always tell individuals, you ought to be, as a man, identified when you reach your mature stage to be a provider, a protector, a prophet, and a priest. You have to be that. And for a woman, you have to understand, a man is looking for someone who is cooperative, agreeable, fit, friendly, submissive, and challenged. They really are. People don't realize that. I know sometimes some mothers get mad because you say that, but you got to know. You can't make people like. See, men and women are different. We're not the same. We're not equal. Unfortunately, people don't want to hear that, but that's true. We're just not. We do things. We have to. Our hand strength is about 17-18% more stronger than you as a woman. So that makes you unequal right there. If you say you're a nurse or I'm a builder, we're unequal. We're not equal. We can't get caught. Elegant. How elegant. How you carry yourself. You know, somehow, you know, I found out, you know, a lot of times since I retired and work on a university campus as adjunct, and I sometimes go with jeans and I go with a shirt and everybody, but when I come in and put a blazer and put my suit on, clothes that I used to wear when I was working on before I retired, people are like, wow, you sharp and everything. people are not used to seeing you coming out looking in that manner, because all they seen was the jeans. They didn't see you before that you dressed that way before. So you dress elegant. When you have an affair, make it elegant. When you're dealing with people, be elegant about what you're doing. The next thing is empathy. We run short of that. Empathy is so important. Being able to understand that someone is going through something, you have to put yourself to the back. See, the idea is I love myself so much I can't help no one else. You have to put that part back. And you have to make sure you're there and be available. Enchanting. See, that's something special. You hear about the enchanting bars. That means there are some things that are going on, exciting and so on. So you have to be enchanting. Endearing. Endearing takes a lot out of you. So that E brings in the end of the love acronym. But the bottom line is, if you understand the acronym of love, putting all those things together, understand that our menu is all about lust, all about attraction, attachment, and awakening, you should come up to have an understanding that you empower yourself when you understand what love is and what love does. See, love is patient, intimacy, unconditional. See, if you love yourself so much, you're going to put conditions on the people who can love you and that will love you if you allow them to. Commitment. You have to be willing to be committed. See, you got to go into a relationship on an intentional date because I'm committed to having a favorable outcome. That means I'm favorable looking for marriage. I'm not looking to go through this thing about I'm going to see how it is. I'm on option. I'm not in one option. The only option I am is that I choose to be an option in life for myself and not for someone else. I'm not even an option for God. So I'm not going to be an option for another individual. Dedication. You have to be dedicated to your relationship, to your commitment, to get the favorable outcome. Dedicated to the outcome that you want. Consistent performance. That's consistency. Don't start off calling and stop calling or break it off. Some people say you ghost them because you started out so well communicating with them, all of a sudden you stop. Support. Be supportive of your significant other, your mate, and your spouse. Encourage. Always encourage you. Bring some things home with you. Take some things to them to let them know. It could be a balloon, it could be flowers, it could just be a note card. It can be just you saying it. You say, I'm proud of what you're doing. I support you. And I want to be encouraging to you because I love you. Compromise. One of the biggest challenges in a relationship is being able to compromise. See, love is all about compromise. Just because I have a point, you have a point, and we're going to come to the middle. The old saying says, you have your story, I have my story, and the truth is in the middle. So that's what the compromise is all about. See, when you have conflict, resolution, conflict comes up, you got to have a resolution. Compromise is one of those resolutions. Unique. See, love is unique. Everybody can experience love. And everybody you can't love, and they cannot love you. Too many times people think they can love everybody. You can't love everybody because they won't allow you to love them. You have to keep that in mind. You are a unique person. God created you in a unique way. You're not like anyone else. You have twins who are identical or different. People have to realize that. A passionate bond. See, love is a bond. It's passionate. Because it's truly from your inner self. See, we got to get this understood. You said love is my inner self, my heart and my soul. Love does put me in situations so I can appreciate life to the point where my heart and soul is happy. My heart and soul is at peace. My heart and soul have joy. My heart and soul truly is ecstatic about being who I am. Being perfection. One of the challenges in any situation dealing with love, especially when you say you love someone, in love with somebody, you got to have affection. You can't tell them I don't know how to do it. If you don't, take that supercomputer, type in deep affection, whatever they tell you to do, go do it. Don't wait till somebody else has it. I mean, you don't do it because you don't want to. I don't know. We got too accessibility, too many things, too quickly to say I can't not do it unless you choose. That's why I said self-love leads to being alone. Because that means you love yourself so much you're not ready to break down and be a, have give someone deep affection that you care about, you say you care about. You're selfish. And the ideal in loving somebody, you have to be selfless, not selfish. You have to be have empathy, compassion for other individuals. And don't say you can't do it. You do it for things you love to do, love you want, the things that you love and like to have. You will do it for it. But the truth of the matter, you choose to be selfish when you come to dealing with people that you're afraid and you still got some fear, you're frightened to death and you're emotionally inability to mind. You wallow in something for 10 or 15 years and never heal, you have a state of mind that's not good. You can't love and be loved like you should be loved because you're still wallowing. See, love is not hurt, humiliation, or abuse. If you're involved with that, and it don't have to be physical. It can be physically, mentally, emotionally, financial, and spiritually. You can be humiliated. You can be hurt and abused in those matters. But we always focus on physical because you can see and hear people talk about it. But emotional and financial can damage any relationship. Truly, truly, you have to consider what you're dealing with. That's what we're talking about. Let's give a shout out to our first sponsor, and that's Freistad. And probably because last night we celebrated our 6th anniversary, and they was on call. They sent 2 certificates for trips to Hawaii and to Las Vegas. We had winners of both. And we want to give them a shout out because Mr. William Scott worked so hard to make sure we're supported on this end. We support him. Tri-State LLC is a consulting firm that meets your needs. If you receive a grant and you need someone to help you administrate the grant, put your paperwork together to give to your grantors, call Mr. William Scott at 532-0-5438. Make sure I'm looking at this other number. He has an awesome number, but he wants to be called directly at 334-320-5438. Give Mr. Scott a call because he truly wants to work with you every way possible so you can be successful in what you're trying to do. I want to another sponsor. I'm strolling now to get to it. This is going to be L&T Starworth Launch Service. So we truly want to give them a shout out as well. I can get, I'm looking at it, but I'm not able to hit the spot like I need to hit the spot. I'm doing something different today. So I'm not seeing my levels pop up, but here we go right here.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Give a shout out to L&T Stalwart Lawn Service LLC. We had him as a co-host last night on our sports show. Mr. Tony Anthony Stalwart, they call him Tony. Touchdown Tony Stalwart. And you give him a call or go to Facebook and type in Anthony Stalwart and it'll populate his information. And you can DM him if you need some lawn service or have some things moved. Give him a call at 334 300 I just looked at 7401. I'm sorry. 300-7401. We got to shout out several people joining us on Tumblr. We have MC6X Pickens said, what do you tell non-binary people? When we talk about love, love does not pick and choose individuals, regardless of whatever you identify with. Love is an opportunity. And we're talking about self-love. And understand that if you love yourself regardless of what you identify and recognize who you are, you have to love from your inner self. That's why I tell them, love from your inner self. Love from your inner self. And then he also makes a statement. We have Play a 1990. Thank you. And Slim Pickett has some more typing. Thank you so much, Slim. Tumblr, Delph, this guy, Target, all the, you know, it's truly, thank you so much. And I appreciate it. Second Blue is joining us as well. Thank you so much. We have Second Gen 4 Runner is joining us. Thank you so much. We have Christopher Bennett, 68, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. He's the financial secretary. Thank you, Brother Bennett, for being a part of this. And we also have Chris Scott Sturmeyer, .77. Thank you for your connection today. And Chris, thank you so much for joining us tonight and being part of what we're trying to do here. We're just trying to make things happen. We're trying to make it do what it do. And our title for tonight's show is Self-Love Leads to Being Alone. So ask yourself, when we talk about self-love as being a characteristic, do you just love yourself so much that you don't want to be with nobody else? The key to it is you love yourself so much that you would want to be with someone to share love with. You can't have fear. You can't be frightened. You can't be fragile. You can't be emotional intelligence, meaning your inability. The IQ have to have the ability to operate with other people through your emotion. You have to control and maintain and control your emotion. The A in attitude, or argumentative. You either have an attitude or you argumentative. You one of them. That's why you're suffering in relationship. Because self-love is all about loving yourself and then being excited about sharing it with others. That's what self-love is all about. Some people get caught up in the wrong thing thinking about, but you just can't overlove yourself. Just love yourself so much that you can't put nobody into your world. We don't operate as individuals. We're social creatures and we operate with other individuals. So when you say self-love, you can love yourself so much that you love your family members. You can love your friends. You can love your church members. You can love your cohorts, which is on your workplace, in your work. You have to understand love. You can deal with romantic love because you understand what love is and what love does. That's different. Self-love just be selfish. It's not the love that you want to share with others. But self-love, when you're talking about selfless, is the love that's available for everybody. So let's keep that in mind as we talk about self-love leads to being alone. Give a shout-out to, and I'm going to say it right now, is this Shaquita Bailey. Thank you so much. I might be saying it wrong, but let me know. I don't mind giving the spelling and the correct. Give a shout-out to Indiana, underscore Zeta Phi Beta. Members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority in Indiana. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We're really excited about you being a part in your organization, being a part of it. Let's move forward with actually looking at our format. Now we have about 25 minutes. We're going to first look at what does self-love actually mean? And I ask people that because a lot of people have a problem looking at the true meaning of self-love. See, self-love is a state of appreciation for oneself. And again, self-love is a state of appreciation for oneself. That's why we say we have to be kind of careful. We get so caught up in loving ourselves and we appreciate ourselves and we don't allow ourselves to let that self-love expand out from us or branch out from us. See, that self-love puts you in a situation where you, there's a growing, see, you grow from the actions that you encounter, which supports your physical and psychological and spiritual growth. That's what self-love is all about. Do it support your physical? You know, you love yourself so much, you're going to take care of yourself. When we talk about the gender, what one gender is acting from the other, and I share fit. We want you to be fit. See, you self-love yourself. You get out of the, you get out of the shower, you look in the mirror, you see yourself. You see your real self. And if you're comfortable with it, that's fine. But you can't force it on anybody else. You have to keep that in mind. So physically, you need to go make sure you take care of yourself. Psychological. You got to work on the emotional part, your mental part. See, you got to make sure you put yourself in a position so you can understand growth. Spiritual growth. See, self-love is all about spiritual growth. Just don't attend church. Don't just say I'm a Christian. I want to hear you are a practicing Christian. You practice what you're preaching. And that's all about self-love. Self-love means having a high regard for your own well-being. See, I tell people the five well-beings that makes you successful, you need to make sure you focus on being mature. That means high regard means you working to mature yourself in your well-being. The first well-being that's so important, I mentioned it a few minutes ago, is physical. See, your physical well-being is very important. You're going to the doctor. You're taking the medicine. You're going and get a checkup. Annual checkup every year. You're making sure you're constantly doing the things to keep yourself in a healthy situation, keep you physically fit, working out, drinking the right kind of things to keep you going and not over and indulging in things that work on your inner self that are hurt your organs. We're talking about emotion. See, one of the things that challenges most people in relationships is their emotional well-being. See, I said when fear, when you did the acronym of fear, the E was emotional cue. See, you have the inability to operate emotions. You can't deal with things that don't go your way. You get angry. It's that cue. Then you're not going to be able to even function understanding your self-love for yourself. See, your well-being is a mental. See, the largest muscle in your body is your brain. You need to be working, sharpening your brain every day and doing things to help you be successful. Then we talk about spiritual. We talk about spiritual growth. That's all part of your well-being. Not just attending church. Don't let the church be a building with four walls. Let the church be in you. Practice what you preach. Financial well-being is important. If you say you went to better, you said went to college and you got debt, that debt goes along. Them loans goes along with you. And you got to remember, you have to make sure you are financially viable. Because no one wants to be taking up your debt when they get with you. See, self-love is all about peace. Are you at peace with yourself? The relationship you're in is it peaceful? Or is it argumentative? Or is it attitude based? And we have to kind of continue to look at when we're talking about our self-love. We're focusing on joy. A lot of people say happiness. You gotta realize, even our Lord and Savior, that's not the biggest thing that He put in place. He focuses and smiles when He hears joy in your heart. Everything that you talk spiritually, if you're a practicing Christian, it would always say, you know, no matter what you go through the day and the night, if you trust in our Lord and Savior, joy comes in the morning. And you know what that joy is? It's not you walking out seeing a brand new car out there. Walking, get the keys to a new house, or get a new job. The joy is waking up every morning. I turned to Bill, I called him, and I said, how you doing? He said, you are blessed because I woke up this morning. See, that's where your joy comes from. God is happy in giving you that joy. And you have to show him appreciation for giving that joy. Then he loved us. And then we kind of put the happiness along with that. But peace, joy, and love, it keeps our Lord and Savior smiling every day. This guy hitting, and I'm going to let him know, is that Tyrone GR1914. Join us. Brother Tyrone, I want to share with you. You won in our raffle during our anniversary last night. I'm sorry to break off the wagon to let him know that he won the 3-night, 4-day hotel stay in Las Vegas. I need for you to contact me. I need right here. You can type in your information. Care anybody, type in how I can contact you so you can get that certificate and get activated so you can take that trip. Okay, brother? Thank you so much. That's Tyrone, DR1914. Number 5-day single turning point. Please get in touch. You can do it here. You can type in the comments here. Just type in how you want to contact me. If not, you can just go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com and send me your information, your email, and a way I can contact and talk to you and congratulate you. That's Tyrone, DR1914. Won the hotel stay. The 3 nights and 4 days in Las Vegas. You take care of the other means of getting there. Thank you so much. And that was part of our anniversary. I wonder whether I would get some connection, some contact from it. But it had a 2-3 on that thing. And then I saw Tyrone GR1914. Thank you so much, brother. Let's talk about how self-love can put you in a position where you are able to take care of your own needs. That's what self-love do for you. You're not sacrificing your well-being to please others. See, self-love is all that. I'm taking care of self. But you can't get full of yourself that you're not able to be more responsive in situations. And truly, I want to thank each and every one of you all for being a part. If you want to call and be a part of the show, we would like for you to do that. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, your location, your chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on our Tonight Show, the Love Cafe. The acronym of L and the O and the V and the E is all about the menu at this cafe and just truly, truly sharing some thoughts about self-love leads to being lonely or being alone. Truly, truly, so much. Thank you so much, each and every one of y'all. So give us a call. Now, if you're on Facebook, and Facebook.com is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. On Instagram, we have 2 accounts operating, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. This is the chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, they're co-partners, they're working with us, they're sponsors. Thank you so much, Tyrone, so much for putting that information. And I'm going to give it, and I'm going to send you an email, and I'm going to also call and text you. If I don't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. Thanks so much, my brother, for getting that information. He put it up there. That's what I needed because he won the trip. We want to make sure he could have won the hotel stay to be in Las Vegas for 3 nights. And once you activate, you have 18 months to react to it. It don't have to be tomorrow, but you got to activate it as soon as possible. Then you want to make sure. Thank you so much, Brother Tyrone, for doing that. We want to let you know also on Instagram we have President Dr. Dot Lorenzo D. Smith. And then on Tumblr we're excited by @DrLo-blog. And on TikTok, you are operating on TikTok. That's @DrL D'Alberto Smith. Several people joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of the shape. And I'm excited because they're typing in those individuals like the live. See, they like this presentation. They like this talk show. And I appreciate y'all. You may not be saying it in words, but I do appreciate you making that statement. All right, we want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. This is Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgia, Alabama. We want to make sure they share their advertisement.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on, by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
We give a shout-out to Mary Ruth Restaurant for being a sponsor. I'm so glad they've taken the opportunity to work with us. I'm so glad they're just some good people. That I remember Five Baby Sigma is one of the co-owners, like Mob and Lala Smith, and his wife, Sarah. I remember Zeta Five Baby Sorority. Sarah, Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. They are doing some awesome things down in Georgiana, Alabama. So we truly want to make sure we give them that shout-out for doing what they're doing. But being a sponsor of what we're trying to do here. So thank you so much, Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Let's move to our next topic, which is truly the types of self-love. Some of us understand that are very types of self-love. I'm not accusing anybody on here of not, but there's some knowledge for you. We can learn something every day. To love yourself is not an act of selfishness. To love yourself is not an act of selfishness. But don't get caught up being selfish. See, it is an act of kindness towards others, because when you love yourself, you can love others. See, others don't have to deal with your unresolved problem. See, people have a problem loving others and loving themselves because they have unresolved problems, past relationships. You see, if you're in a relationship that's toxic and have a lot of issues, you take on some of those issues and bring them from that relationship possibly to your next relationship. That's why we recommend you get some counseling. That's why we make sure you get some therapy. Make sure you talk to someone to address those issues. And you're not going to do it in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. You have to have a commitment to address those issues. And truly, that's what it is saying when you're talking about self-love and being able to see that, you know, you love yourself, but you got to show kindness to people. You have to be friendly. These are some of the things when you love yourself enough and you understand loving yourself. See, you can also deal with all problems that may come. Well, you said overcome the challenges that come into your life when you love yourself. See, self-love comprises of four aspects. Self-awareness. And a lot of people are not aware of what's going on even in their own communities. A lot of times in their own home. So they have a problem with self-awareness. They're not aware of what's going on with them. The next thing is truly important, self-worth. We got a lot of people don't feel they're worth anything. You have to believe that you're worth a lot because you know who you are and whose you are. See, you have to work to be the best version of yourself. There you're worth. Put yourself in that position by preparing, have a plan of action, know your purpose, and you can reach the ultimate goal that you set or reach a favorable outcome. Self-esteem. A lot of people struggle with that, with their self-esteem. They're not able to function. because they're so caught up in other things. They allow other people to dictate. When things don't go their way, they get so upset and get depressed. And they step back and they'll go for almost anything that puts into play. If you've been problems in a relationship, and you've been there all this time and you ain't resolved those problems, then you're going to come and fit into that same situation where you're going to have low self-esteem. And you have to work to build your success. Self-care. It's always good to take care of yourself. That's why we said fit. Work on being fit. You're not fit if you fall into the average category, especially as a woman feels that you are larger than a man at your height. If you're 5'4", let's be real, if you're 5'4", weighing 100, 200 pounds, no way in the world. You see a man 5'4", he's not going to weigh that much. He's going to probably get around 130, 140. He goes, that's what you should be. So your self-care is important. You got to take care of your skin, take care of your body, take care of your inner self. That's why you have to be able to understand yourself, love for yourself. When you love yourself, you're going to take care of yourself. You're going to make sure yourself. So the self-love comprises of self-awareness, self-worth, self-esteem, and self-care. Those are the four things you need to be working on and making sure you're successful. Truly, truly, that's what it's all about. Now, these are seven steps to loving yourself. If you're struggling with it, then we give you some steps to take. First, stop being so mean. Some people are very, very, very disgruntled. They're not happy. See, they don't have any joy. So they're so angry, and they lash out at people. Take care of yourself. You have to physically self-care, we're talking about. Self-love is all about self-care. So take care of yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially. Prioritize what's important. I tell people, you have to prioritize what's important. When I tell people, they sit around and say, you know, I'm doing this to get more money. I'm doing them to see the thing about it, you're going to do that, but you're going to lose out somewhere else. And most of the time, especially if you have a family, most of you in a room, that's a relationship, you're going to lose that opportunity just because you're trying to get more. Sometimes if two puts it together, it's much better than one. And we have to keep, so prioritize what's important to you. See, in my life, God is ahead of my life. And I understand what comes next, family. Then I understand work. Then I understand. You can't never let work get ahead of God and family. You can't let a community get ahead of neither one. Get ahead of work. Definitely not ahead of your family. Spend time with people who fill your gaps. I'm sorry. Spend time with people who fill your cup, not your gaps. Your cup. He said, our cup's running over because I'm allowing people that's filling my cup with some of the positive things. Because you don't let, when you self-love and understand yourself and understand you've been the best version of yourself, you don't let negative stuff come in that cup. Because negative take away. So you got to have positive things. Change how you think. If you're struggling with self-love or loving yourself, change how you think. Change how you become positive. You have to put the work in. Notice the good things. Notice the good things you do and the good things that people do around you. I don't have a problem. I love doing that. I can see a smile on that person's face that you love, a smile you put on your own face, then you know you're in a car. See, a smiler speaks a lot of words, just like a frown. Take more muscle to frown than to smile. Understand that this takes time. Loving yourself takes time. Just like you get a relationship where you have unresolved problems,
Contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
That song here is on the point. That Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Nothing should change your mind. You should understand yourself enough and know that you don't want to do something, don't do it. Because you love yourself so much. And what does self-love lead to? Self-love helps you take care of yourself. Lower stress. Strive for success. It also protects you from negative thoughts. Self-sabotage. Pushing ourselves too far. It's important to recognize that knowing what to say or what to say, for example, no, is just as important as learning how to say yes. Knowing what to say no is just as important as learning when to say yes. This is what self-love is all about. You try to protect your interests. And truly, it's so important that you should take time to do that. So as we get ready to move toward closing of our show, which we've gone over 2 minutes, I have the last thing we're going to discuss. It's going to take a few minutes. But I want to give the brother, the 586 fraternity, who's a sponsor of our show, an opportunity for their advertisement to be played.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Sanctify Sigma Greenville, which is number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Sanctify Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
By Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. They are the chapter that say their motto is to lead and not follow. The most progressive chapter of 586 fraternity. Give a shout out to the Blue _ Commander 1947. Remember, 586 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated joining us. Thank you so much. As we get ready to close out our last short segment, we'll be discuss why self-love can lead to loneliness. So what do you think about it? Our title is Self-Love Leads to Being Lonely. If you look at some of the things that are occurring even today, see, when you're not loving yourself, you're not happy. When you're not loving yourself, you miss out on joy. When you're not loving yourself, you're not at peace. When you're not loving yourself, you don't understand what love is and what love does. So these are some of the areas that you get overstimulated when you're around others. And these are some of the things that lead to it. For example, on social media. See, our sense of self in the past was derived from our family, our friends, and community. Now it's derived from social media. That's the sense of ourself now. That's why we can be alone. That's why we're lonely. Because we're so caught up in what we see on social media. We're trying to live like what that life is on social media. We're trying to dress ourselves up that way. It's so amazing. 25, 30 years ago, when we go back to some of the shows, the group balls, and how they were dressed, you know, and we got people that actually dress like that now and say they look like whatever they say they want to look like. I have no problem with it. But social media has pulled us away from our family. It affected our self-love, self-absorbing. See, yeah, this is another danger extreme of self-love. because what we would say, you become more focused on ourselves and fail to notice others and their needs. That's what self-absorbed is. The next one is self-isolation. People begin to isolate themselves. See, isolation from others refers to spending a lot of time alone. And it could be bad for your physical and your mental health. That's why we have to keep in mind social, we're a social well-being, a social being. And we're to the point that we are getting to the point we're isolated. When the pandemic hit, we became isolated. And it helps if you had a family, you were by yourself, it was hard. That's why people complain so much about everything being closed at places like the alcohol delivery store or package store. Lowe's or Home Depot. Those are places you go, you have to get some things, buy some things, but the point is you saw others. So you have to be very aware of being withdrawn from the social activities that you need to have a part. Selfishness. You're so selfish. See, there's another thing that's happening that puts you at a disadvantage now and leads to you being alone. You're selfish. You're all about yourself. No one else. You have no passion. You have no empathy. You just care about yourself. Unrealistic standards. Sometimes we set unrealistic standards for ourselves can lead to stress, disappointment, and hinder growth, hinder personal growth. And growth could be in all areas. Yes, we can person. Our well-being, we cannot grow. All right? Another thing is the fear of vulnerability. See, it refers to feeling uneasy about revealing genuine emotions, thoughts of weakness to others. This fear often comes from worry. Worrying about being judged, rejected, or criticized by people around you. So I'm going to be alone. I won't deal with them. Exclusivity and elitism. Elitism. Some people, we're in a world that's more diverse, equitable, but sometimes it promotes the idea of embracing inclusion and rejecting elitist attitudes. I'm up here, you down there. I make this amount of money, you know. I got this kind of car, you know. I stay in this home. See, that's elitist, or we're becoming exclusive. So it's a challenge. Let me give a shout out to Tina 9654. We give you a wave. Thank you so much for joining us. And the next thing is lack of ability to compromise. Some people just don't have the ability to compromise. They're stuck on their way. They won't stay on their way. That's that train ride. They don't keep on train. Ride that train. It becomes a big obstacle in their life. We have one of the research person, the expert, Dr. James Smith, stressed that compromise is crucial for a healthy partnership. Finding a middle ground. It'll help both partners feel valued and understood. That's what compromise is. It's all about it. But you lack the ability to compromise, you're not going to be able to do that. See, I understand there's going to be conflict. It's going to be resentment. And you become distant between your partners, your spouse. And if you don't deal with compromise or conflict resolution, it's not going to be successful. And the next thing is superficial interaction. See, what it does is prevents you from establishing a genuine relationship and personal growth. That's what superficial interaction is. See, we have to be connected to society. establish the ability to be genuine and authentic. We have to have meaningful connections, not superficial interaction. And in conclusion, what I want to share with you, and hopefully it will give you the answer to self-love leading to being lonely. See, when self-love is excessive, it makes you feel lonely. A lot of time we risk forgetting about interest. Children come first in your life if you have children. Don't worry about what you can do because you've got everything you can do. You chose to be someone's mother or father. You have to be committed to your children. Even if one part is not, one of you have to take it because they count on you to maneuver this world. It's complex. If not, they will remove back in their shell at a young age and won't come out, and they'll be loving themselves so much that they'll be alone. That's what we're talking about. What we have to make sure we find balance between looking out for ourselves and helping those around us. You have to be appreciative when people are willing to help you. They don't even know you, but they're willing to help you. See, if you're a practicing Christian, God lets you know whoever he placed in your life is for a reason. There's a reason for the season. Our title tonight, Self-Love Leads to Being Alone. Let's not get so selfish that we're now alone. It's been awesome talking with you. We have some awesome individuals joining us. I want to truly give them a shout out, a few others that's joined us on Tumblr Live since I last gave the shout out. I want to give a shout out to this Budger Dendo, Cabana Blog, Casabana Blog, Pick of Florida 67, Busker Menace Shambu, and Show that I got that flame. We give a shout out to each and every one. I'm going to tell you as we leave, I love you. I truly love you. It's from my heart. And we had an awesome show tonight. We just talked about some love. What it leads you along. Things I share with you, hopefully this will be something to help you understand that we're not meant to be alone. We're meant to have people that love us, and we love them back. Know what love is and what love does. You have awesome rest of the night and the weekend. And as we get ready to close out, I want to truly say to you, see, God has been so good to each and every one of us. He brought us from a mighty long way. And what we have to do is be thankful. See, this song I'm going to play now as we close out, it's an old song. Norman Rice to the music. Well, I thought it would be the right time because we're talking about making sure we identify and move forward. Let us play this song and we'll be ready to close out.
I may be just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that fear.